Nobody panic, WHO says no unusual or novel pathogens found in new China respiratory outbreaks. By Simon Kent on November 24, 2023. No unusual or novel pathogens had been detected in clusters of child pneumonia cases now being reported in China, the World Health Organization, WHO, said Thursday, as it sought to immediately allay fears of any prospect of a new global pandemic. Beijing has attributed a rise in flu-like illnesses to the lifting of coronavirus curbs, said the WHO, which had requested more data on the cases. In the interim, China has told citizens to take precautions, including getting vaccinated and wearing masks until further notice. Local media had in recent days reported hospitals being overwhelmed, the BBC reports. In a statement on Wednesday, the WHO said it requested China for more information on reports in the media and from ProMed, a global outbreak surveillance system, of clusters of undiagnosed pneumonia in children in northern China. Pneumonia is a general medical term used to describe an infection and inflammation of the lungs. It can be caused by many different viruses, bacteria or fungi, the WHO outlined. After the WHO's request, state-run Xinhua News Agency published an article which quoted officials of China's National Health Commission, NHC, as saying they were paying close attention to the diagnosis and care of children with respiratory illnesses. Later on Thursday, the WHO said in a statement China has not detected any unusual or novel pathogens and that the increase in respiratory illnesses spreading in the north of the country was due to multiple known pathogens. Southern China has reported an increase in influenza-like illness in the last 6 weeks compared to the same period over the past 3 years, the WHO said. Some of these increases are earlier in the season than historically experienced, but not unexpected given the lifting of COVID-19 restrictions, as similarly experienced in other countries, the statement said. The WHO said the world is assured it is closely monitoring the situation and is in close contact with national authorities in China. Bruce Thompson, head of the Melbourne School of Health Sciences at the University of Melbourne, told AFP very preliminary data suggested there was nothing out of the ordinary in the current China outbreak. At this stage, there is nothing to suggest that it may be a new variant of COVID, he said. One thing to note is that we can be reassured that the surveillance processes are working, which is a very good thing. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.